Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Viper. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Scott Sutton.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Did you say CJ?
Yes. Yes, I did.
All right. So I'm just checking on the status. I have an order number, 7811.
Okay. All right. And Scott, what is your service address, please?
2767 Route 32, Kingston, New York.
Okay. Got it right here. Okay. And what is the best phone number for me to reach you in the event that we do get disconnected, please?
917. Is it on there?
Yep. Provide it to me, please.
917-861-2601.
Yes. Perfect. All right, so at least that's correct. So you were looking for a status on when service would be available?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is showing us.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Oh, they said it was sometime. The original date was today.
Oh, okay. Well, we did run into a recent issue. I'm seeing the in-service date as December 20th.
So December 20th.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I haven't seen any trucks in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be December 20th because maybe we were still waiting on a permit of some sort. I'm not sure. I do know that we have run into a couple of construction delays that were minor, but it seems that this one is just a little bit further out than the others, mm-hmm. especially if you were provided with an in-service date of October 25th.
I know it was estimated.
Yes.
It was optimistic.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing your installations, but there's no, I need fiber optic. It's not like it's on my block.
Yeah.
And I'm 3 miles outside of Kingston, the other side of town, not
gotcha.
By IBM, you know, or the old whatever, where you guys live now. I don't know, where are the servers? Are they there?
Yeah, they're here in Kingston.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we're actually headquartered in Kingston, so.
Yep. But it's a. You know, you got to plug the thing in, right? Got to plug it into something.
Yeah, exactly. And we have a lot of construction crews that are working tirelessly to lay down as much fiber as possible and get that taken care of.
Are you running it on the poles?
So depending on the area, some are aerial, but most of it is buried, which is where
buried.
We run into. Yes, yes, yes. So we bury it. We do micro trenching. So if you go onto our website under in the support section, there's actually construction videos that are very, very interesting with regards to how we go ahead and get the fiber lines installed.
Okay. Digging. That's expensive.
Yes, I know.
I was hoping you guys were going to zip tie it to the coaxial.
No, so we don't do coaxial. We're entirely 100% fiber. Yeah.
I'm
some people have that misconception.
No, because the fiber is fiber.
Exactly. But some people do have that misconception where, you know, like there's supposedly like a fiber to coaxial, what's it called?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Some people think that there is. Yeah, you're definitely not getting 1,000 megabytes out of that. And I mean, like, granted, there are plans that do get 1,000 megabytes through the coaxial. There are companies. Yes, but it's expensive. Whereas fiber is cleaner. It's all through light pulses, and it's just so much more effective.
You don't have to sell me on the science. I've been waiting for it for years. It's just the stuff you're doing is the hardest part, as you know.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
And really, it's like a lot of people don't quite understand how fiber works. So we educate as well, which is always very fun because, like, people get to learn new things. You get to learn more about your community. And, I mean, like, we're all locals, too. So we have this huge thing about being part of the community and providing service that really should have been available years ago, unfortunately or not.
No, the reason I called because I know is it Kevin? Kevin Gillis?
Matt.
I think his brother's name is Kevin.
It's possible.
I knew Brian, his brother, and I know his parents. And they said he works for this company, Archtop. So.
Oh, yeah.
Fiber Optics. And I was like, all right, I'm going to call and see if I can get it. Anyway, all right, so now it's December 20th. All right, so now I know.
Yes, and I do apologize for the delay.
It's not your fault.
But we are working to...
I got it.
We are definitely working to get there.
You answered my question. Now I know. I got another 2 months. Probably going to be more than that, I'm thinking. But because if you're digging and the ground freezes, that makes it more hard, right?
It does, yeah.
So, all right. I got it.
All right, thank you very much. Oh,
do
of
I have
course.
To do anything? I got an email on some link expired, some registration, something.
Oh, let me help you out with that. What I can do is I can actually go ahead and set a temporary password for you so you don't have to go through the whole forgot password thing.
Oh, will you send it to my email?
Nope, I'm going to give it to you over the phone if you're able to.
And then I'll be registered and I'll just be able to sign in with the
family? Yes, so you're already registered, but yes. Your login would be your email address that's on file.
Sutton Transportation you have, right?
Yep. And then it'll be temp, as in short for temporary, with a capital T as in Thomas. 2024 with an exclamation point.
Okay, got it.
Okay, that way you can log in and you'll be able to change your password in your profile.
Okay, can I get, will this kind of update so I don't have to keep calling? Will there be service?
Yeah, so you should receive an email once we are able to schedule the appointment, or you'll hear from one of us directly.
Would it help if I got my neighbors to sign up?
I don't know if that would help with the construction process.
A whole cluster?
That would be pretty interesting, though. But I don't know if that would help speed up the construction process because they still have to go through the permits and the micro trenching for where the public access is. So I do apologize for that. But we are working towards getting there. And if there is any earlier availability, then absolutely we will be reaching out for scheduling earlier than that.
I appreciate it.
A history where there were some people who ended up having the ability to have their appointments moved up because we did get the work done a little bit sooner than later.
Okay.
So definitely it is a possibility, but no guarantees.
But I know. I will see it happening. Because you're not coming. There's only one way to get to my house.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You're not going to go unless you're digging someplace, nefarious.
Yeah, right. Or we're somehow creating an underground tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden you pop up out of my ground like a groundhog. It's going to make me nervous.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, thanks very much.
Oh, of course. Anytime, Scott.
In a few months.
All right. Absolutely. And thank you so much for calling Archtop. I hope you have a fantastic weekend and a great Halloween coming up, too.
You too. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.